We left off last week trying to analyze the sugya of Rava Tali B'maisa. The Gemara in Bechoris tells us that even though you may have a statistical probability, but if that probability is based on the fact that something occurred, an action happened, that's a problem. The Gemara had it in the context of Bechoros, in terms of assessing whether the animal had become pregnant and given birth or not. The problem is that if you accept this limitation of Rava Tali B'maisa, that seems to throw a curveball at our sugim psachim. Because the Gemara is discussing the possibility of relying on cheskas al baduk, that the odds are that the owner did the bedikas chametz at the right time. It's chametz. That means you're assuming that an action took place. Use a robe to assume that an action took place. And we pointed out last week that there was a big machlokes in Rishon whether this didn't even exist altogether, that a robe atah device is no good, although it's one. Are in Maseches Bechoros, it's far from agreed upon by everybody. And the simplest answer out that maybe we don't even accept this din. Maybe we're over to one day for us. It's not even acceptable halacha. But other Rishonim did not say that way. Other Rishonim did accept that Gemara. The Rabban and others did accept that Gemara. And according to those Rishonim, how do you deal with that sugya? So we developed a whole yisod last week that maybe a rov atoli b'maisa is acceptable when we're only dealing with a low-level din derabanan anyway. Why should that be so? Suggested further that maybe the whole deficiency of Rava Tali B'maisa, if the whole deficiency of Rava Tali B'maisa is only mid derabanan, combine that together with the fact that we're only dealing with a din derabanan anyway, so combined together, we have a right to be makers. Again, we have this idea in other areas of halacha. When you start to pile on derabanan, it's a double drabbanan, it's a shvus to shvus. Now, this is already a principle that we're familiar with. So if all those pieces of information are correct, that we're only dealing with the din drabbanan, and Rava Tali B'maisa is only invalidated on a level of drabbanan, that would be the beginning of a teretz. So we saw one of the Gedolei Achorim, the Yad Avram and Yeridaya, suggest this idea. But we're not so sure that all those premises are correct. The fact that B'dikas Chometz is drawn, that we're pretty comfortable with. That's a Gemara. But the fact that Rava Tali B'maisa is invalidated Midrabbanan only, that's far from agreed upon. And this is where we left off last week with a comment to the Ramban. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin was trying to derive the principle of Ruba de Leisa Kamon. How do you know that you follow a rove? How do you know you follow this theoretical statistical rove? Rove animals are not treifas. Rove women give birth in 9 months. How do you know that the Torah's Mesiach is to these roves? So one of them, Aroim Rav Mari, suggested that the source for rove is Maka Aviv Imo, or Maka Aviv, not Imo. The fact that the Torah says that a person hits his father, causes his father a wound, he's Chayav Misa. What is Chayav Misa for? How do you know he's the father? It's only a rove. Rove Bilas Acharbal, it's most probably that he's the father. But how do you know? So it must be from the fact that the Torah says, you know, and you kill the Maka Aviv, a Raya Brewer, that the Torah does accept the principle of rove. That was Rav Mori's suggestion. So he came along with the Ramban and asked, wait a second. It's not a good rove. There's a rove Hatomi B'maisa. Boom. And the fact that the Ramban asked the question, forget about what his answer is. The fact that the Ramban asked the question, it is clear as day. Rav Mari is quoting a Poskim in Chumash. Rav Mari is trying to teach us the Din D'Oraisa. We're analyzing this Poskim, Maka Aviv, as a potential source for rove min HaTorah. You can't ask me a question, oh, by the way, the rove is disqualified mid the Rabbanan. That's not a valid question. When you're talking their Isis, you have to talk their Isis. When you're learning Sugis their Rabbanan, then you talk their Rabbanan. You can't mix and match the two. So if we're focusing on a Birosha mid their Isis, on a source mid their Isis, that you follow a rove based on Maka Aviv, and the Ramban is objecting to that source based on the principle of rove Hatonah B'maisa, it is clear as day the Ramban understood that rove Hatonah B'maisa is invalidated on a level of their Isis. So what's the answer to the Ramban's question? So the answer to the Ramban's question is very, very important for us. So important in general for understanding what we're talking about. Myself. The Ramban says, no. The fact that this child is probably the child of father X, Reuben is probably his father. True, you have to assume that a Maisa happened for that to be true. The father has to have been together with the mother in order for that to be true. But the Miut is also a Talmud of Maisa. What's the other option? Where did this child come from? Either this child came from Reuven being together with this woman, or from a stranger, from Shimon being together with this woman. baby came from somewhere. Somebody had relations with this woman. So there was a maisa that happened by somebody. Says the Ramban, but man, the Ramamumar Rova told him maisa is no good. That's where the two options are. Did a maisa occur or did no maisa happen? Like case of the animal in the Bechiris. Did the animal have relations? Did the animal become pregnant? Did the animal have a baby or not? That's a Rov, a Talib and Maisa. Because the Rov is Talib and Maisa, and the Miut is Eno Talib and Maisa. And within that line, the Ramban now gives you the lumdus of this entire sugya. In one line tucked away in Chulin, the Ramban tells you the essence of what's going on in the sugya. Says the Ramban, why is a Rov a Talib and Maisa not good? Says the Ramban, because the odds are that things don't happen. There's a certain status, well, there's a certain like inertia in the world that unless you know something happened, you can kind of assume nothing's really happened. It's much easier for nothing to happen than for something to happen. We all know this. We all know this in our own lives. If you don't get up and go and do something, so things just, nothing happens. So comes to Ramban and says, whenever you have a rova told by Maisa, that rova told by Maisa is contradicted by another rove. What's the rove? The rove is that nothing happened. To say that an action occurred, it's unlikely. If you make a statistical study of how often the things get done, just look at our own projects in our own house. How often do things get done? You know, I'm supposed to fill out this form by November 25th. So it's been sitting on my desk for the last 6 months. So now it's my wife reminded me, today's November 24th. So that's general. Kachidaki shalom. Things tend not to happen. People tend not to fill out their tax forms till April 15th in the middle of the night. People tend to delay things. It comes to Ramban and says, since there's a rove in the world, the things don't occur. Whenever you have a rove, you have a clash of roves. That means the odds are such, but the odds are also such. So when you have a clash of roves, the roves negate each other, and you end up with a zero, with a suffix, a 50 suffix. Says there about it, and that is the deficiency of a rove tolda b'maisa. The deficiency in deraisa. The Chazal understood, Chazal sized up, that whenever you have a rove tolda b'maisa, you always have that other contradictory rove against it. But, says the Ramban, when both the rove and the miut necessitated a maisa, such as the case of this woman became pregnant from somebody, we don't know which one, but from somebody, not by itself. So therefore, that's like all the chisar of a rove tolda b'maisa. It's a rove tolda b'maisa, but it's also a miut tolda b'maisa. And when you have a rove and a miut tolda b'maisa, a maisa must have occurred. We're trying to figure out which maisa happened. That's a valid rove. So we just extract the two gevaldik yesodos, two pearls from this Ramban. Number one, the Ramban was viewing rove tolda b'maisa as being not acceptable mid the araisa, for the fact that he introduced it into the discussion. And number two, the Ramban actually gave us a beer. It took us maybe 3 days to figure out what the source, what's the idea, what's the longness of a rove tolda b'maisa. The Ramban just told us because it's always offset by the contradictory rove, the problem nothing happened. However, the problem is that this Ramban doesn't bode well for Bdikas Chametz. It's a great Ramban. It's a very good. I'm excited about the Ramban, but it's not going to help us from Bdikas Chametz. It's actually going to hurt us from Bdikas Chametz. Because once the Ramban tells us that a rove tolda b'maisa is really not good, it's really not good min haTorah. It's really a disaster of a rove. If it's such a terrible rove, wait a second. If it's such a gefilah, such a terrible rove, so then how does it work by Chametz? How do we let Chazkas or Baduk solve the world's problems? Even though true, because Chametz is the Rabbanan. I'm not arguing that, because Chametz is the Rabbanan. Even with the Rabbanan, you still need a Rav. So we're back to square one. So the Avram's potential solution to the problem of Sechas Pesachim is against the Ramban. True, he's against the Ramban, but he's also on the same side as a Rashba. There is a Rashba in Maseches Chulin. Let's take a look at the Rashba on the 10th of the Maram Kamas. Actually, we'll go first start with the 9th of the Maram Kamas. There's a Rashba Maseches Chulin that clearly disagrees with the Ramban, that clearly holds that the entire chisaro, the entire deficiency of Rabbanan b'maisa is only mid the Rabbanan, which sets the stage for our answer, for that of Rom's answer. It's only the Rabbanan, by the Rabbanan, combined the Rabbanan, everything's good to go. What was the context of the Rashba that disagreed with the Ramban? So if we take a look at the 9th of the Maram Kamas, the Gemara tells us that when a person shechts an animal, after the shechita, they have to check the simanim to make sure that they cut sufficiently, they cut properly. The thing is, when you cut an animal, a behemoth, you have to cut through two simanim, the kona and the veshet, the windpipe and the food pipe, the trachea, the esophagus. When you cut a bird, when you shech the bird, you have to cut through one of the two simanim. So after you shecht the animal, you better just make sure they actually did a good job. So then the Gemara says, and what happens if you didn't check? So Gemara says, you have a problem. You're not allowed to eat that animal. If you didn't check and somehow you didn't get around to checking, so that's a huge problem. You can't eat that animal. So comes the Rashba in the 10th of the Marmakambas and explains, what is this based on? So the Rashba says, where did this thing come from? Why do you have to check it for? Says the Rashba, the 10th of the Marmakambas, the cave of the middle of the first law, the cave of the Mesla by the Shechitas Mumcha, it was done by a good Shechit. We know the Shechit's a reliable Shechit. Mistama shot the Shachat, that Mistama, he did a good job. The Rov HaPa'amim, Ruban Shal Simonim Nishchatim Shechitas Mumcha. Most of the time, our good old friend Rov, Ruban Chirat Mahatas, Ruban the Leisa Kaman, most of the time, Shechita is done properly. Aval. Now the Rashba says, but Issa the Ruba the Tony b'maisa. He says, oh, yeah, yeah. He says, but wait a second. This robe that it was shechted is a robe of Tony b'maisa. So that's a red flag. Wait a second. Not so simple. Umiyuta the ain't a Tony b'maisa. Whereas the possibility that it wasn't shechted properly is ain't a Tony b'maisa. So now we have the makings of a deficient robe. There's a robe that was shechted properly, and it's true, it's a robe, but it's a robe that's insisting that a ma'aseh shechita happened. Says sorry, says the Rashba, we don't follow robe. As the Rashba is going to tell us later. So some of the Rashba hasn't said anything. Some of the Rashba just said, by the way, the reason why you have to check the simanim is because it's a deficiency of a ruba atol b'ma'aseh. Mishum hachi, here's the punch on the Rashba. Mishum hachi, okmi rabbonon becheskes iser rishonim. Therefore, the rabbonon, the rabbis, declared that you can't eat this animal. You have to assume that the animal is still becheskes iser. You cannot assume that a shechita happened. We is blind to suffix. It remains as a suffix where the shechita happened, even though the rove is the shechita did happen. But it's only a Ruba Tolim B'maisa. So the Ruba Tolim B'maisa is negated, it's canceled. So now it remains a Sofek. Sofek Shechit is a problem because the animal had a Cheskes Isser. So notice the Rashba's Lashon. Okmi Rabbonon B'Cheskes Isser. The Rashba did not say Okmi HaToyra B'Cheskes Isser. Okma Deraisa B'Cheskes Isser. The Rashba was very careful in the words that he chose. Okmi Rabbonon. Okmi Rabbonon means it's an Isser D'Rabbonon. If it's an Issa de Rabbanan, so then the Rashi was clearly disagreeing with the Ramban, who said before that it's a problem with their Issa. If that's the case, if the Rashi was acceptable, then we could breathe a sigh of relief from the Higgins Chametz. Then we're back to the Anna Fromm's camp, that the whole Chisara and the whole deficiency of this Rob was on the Midi Rabbanan. The Higgins Chametz is vital on the Midi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan plus the Rabbanan equals what?
In this particular case, though, it was also. It wasn't a good shrink.
So the Rashi was interesting. The Rashi was learning that in order for it not to be kosher, in a sense, nothing happened. So does it mean that, I mean, it's a tricky thing you're saying, because it's not that nothing happened. We see that some of the neck was cut. It's not a question. It's a question of how much of the neck was cut. So you're almost arguing like the Ramban, that the miut is also talib b'maisa. So the Rashba almost like negated that by saying miutin tira talib b'maisa. It's a very lom de shavur, the Rashba saying that assuming that wasn't shechted robe means that nothing happened. It's a very lom de shavur. You can argue with that law in the Rashba. Right. So it's a fine point. So Rabbi Sai, we're hanging on for dear life to this Rashba, to explain this is the reason, the only reason why the B'dikas Chometz is good is because the Rashba has to be right and the Anavrom's theory has to be right. You can already sense that we're looking for something else also. We want to come up with something a little bit smoother, say a little bit more all-encompassing to explain why we ignore Rabbi Tana B'maisa and Har Sugya. So let's go back, literally back with this. So we just finished the 10th of the Ramakot. Let's go back to the 1st of the Ramakot. Let's go back to where the Sugya began. It's actually not even where it began. It actually began in the last, not even on these Ramakomas. It's really part of the last things. I have to say about that. We all tried to solve one problem. The Gemara had a shaylei b'aylu, a secha bayis, the Yom Yudal, in cheskas obaduk, or in cheskas obaduk. Is there a chazoka present that the owner did b'dikas chametz properly, and therefore we're okay? Or can I not make that assumption? That was the Lashon HaGemara. So if you notice, although we've been using the word rov for the last 3 weeks, the word rov does not appear in the Gemara. The Gemara never uses the phrase rov. The Gemara uses the phrase cheskaso baduk. Now, the term chazaka is a tricky phrase because chazaka means different things in different places. Sometimes chazaka means status quo. That's clearly not what it means here because we don't know what the status quo is. It's exactly what our problem is. We don't even know what the facts are. What does chazaka mean here? Chazaka here means almost like the nature of things. Like there's a chazaka, this is the way things happen. So we kept on saying, oh yeah, that's a rove. Isn't that a fancy rove? Isn't that just a synonym for rove? So comes the Chai Adam and he writes, in the Sefer Binas Adam, in the back of the Chochmas Adam, Chai Adam or Chai Adam or Chai or Chochmas Adam in Yerodea, in the back of the Chochmas Adam in Yerodea, he wrote the Sefer Binas Adam and all these lomdish of words and roves and sveikas and other things. So in the Sefer Binas Adam by the Chai Adam, he raises this question on our Gemara. He says, how come the word rove doesn't appear anywhere in the sugya? Everybody's talking rove. The oil of my yeshivas, everyone throws in the word, the lingo rove, but the mice, the word rove doesn't make a grand appearance. Says the Chayyim, it appears to him that there is a huge difference conceptually when Chazal used the phrase rove and when Chazal used the phrase chazoka. Even though the chazoka that they're talking about is really a rove, but it's a different degree of rove. It is a rove of such stature, of such significance, that it leaves the regular guidelines of rove. What does that mean? Says the Chai Adam, when you're dealing with a regular rove, at the end of the day, it remains a suffix. We don't really know what's happening here. And the Chai Adam here takes a stand that is not as popular in some Shivish terminology. Comes the Chai Adam and says, whenever you have a rove, midei sveika leinafka, or to use our lingo, a rove is not mevarer anything. A rove doesn't tell us the mice of what's really going on. Rove, believe it or not, says the Chai Adam, is basically a din on hoga. It's basically just you have a right to rely on it. Do we know for a fact that anything has really happened? Do we know the rove is accurate? We don't know anything. The Torah's not telling us we know anything. There's no bir hadover. This is similar to what we spoke about in previous sugyas by chazokas. Remember we said that in Olam HaYeshivas, chazokas is usually assumed to be a chazoka bekari. I'm using the term chazoka differently. Status quo is not a biror. The fact that the situation was such and such yesterday is not a varah that's the same today. Chazoka is simply a dinan haga. Chazoka is a right. You have the permissibility to act in a certain manner, even though we have no clue whether you're right or wrong. That is the parash of chazoka. Comes the chayot and says that's the parash of rov also. Rov is no more than that also. Rove is not a biror. Rove, like the suffix, it's still midei sveikel and afka. The greatest proof for that idea that rove remains a suffix is a shit bukvet, says in the beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia. The Gemara beginning of Bava Metzia quotes a Mishnah in the end of Maseches Bechoros that talks about a funny case of maisa behema. I'm counting off by animals to see which one's going to be the magic, which one's going to be the tenth one to bring as a korban. And the din is once the animal is counted, that it's potter from Maisa Behemah. I can't bring it back in to be counted a second time. Once it's counted, it's over, it's finished. So I have 1,000 animals, and I'm counting. 10th one, Maisa. I candle it up. Of the 416, 16, 17, 18, 19, 420, boom, Maisa. I'm going. I'm counting off all my animals. And then lo and behold, Kofot Echem and Aminuyin. One of the animals that was already counted, that has already been put on the other side, got a little homesick for some of the animals that were still left behind, and he jumps back into the pile of animals, into the group of animals that wasn't counted yet. So now I have 542 animals that are still chayavim in Maisa Behemah, and one animal that's potter, because once it was counted already, it's over, finished. It could never can join the count again. So wait a second. Comes the mission and says, I have 542 animals that are chayav, and one animal that's potter. What do I do? So the mission says, kulam p'turin. My name is over for this year. It means there's nothing else you can do. You cannot possibly continue to count because any possible count that you continue, one of those 10 may end up being the animal that's not allowed to be a Maisim anymore because it was already niftar min minyan. Says the Mishnah, you have no choice and you're done, finished. The game's over. Says the Gemara, why is the game over? Why don't you just count me suffix? The Gemara says, they don't count me suffix. Asiri yakadesh lashem, asiri vadavu, asiri suffix. Whenever you have a suffix, whether it's Maisim or not, you get a green light, it's potter. Ad kan divya gemara in Bava Metzia and gemara Maseches Bechoros. Hamza shit b'gubetzas and avav and Maseches Bechoros. And yes, I don't understand. What do you mean suffix, whether it's chayim or not? There's a rove. You have an unbelievable rove. Ruba, the animals in this pile are still chayavim in Maiser. And there's one possibility that one of these animals that may come out in the next batch is potter. So the odds are 541-1 that you're going to hit the right animal, not the wrong animal. No. Says the Shulchan Aruch, sorry. Midei Sveikel and Afka. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though there's a rove, it doesn't matter. Rove is great and wonderful. We believe Bemuna Shlem Echaram Lahatos. That's very nice. But Midei Sveikel and Afka, it's still called the Sofik. Says the Binus Adam, he quotes this Shulchan Aruch, and he says, what does that mean? What do the words mean? The words mean exactly this. Yeshiva Shiyasayid. This Lomda Shiyasayid. That rove is not a mevarer. Rove does not mean there's no suffering. There is a suffering. And therefore, in areas of halacha, when tzveikas matter, like ma'aseh behema, it's still a suffering. You have a right to be noyeg, like the rove. There's a heter, a tayrid, there's a din hater, a din on harvich ram hatos, but me de sveik lanafka, it's still labeled as a suffering. Says the chayyot, the bemedva bemurim, that a rove, like the suffering, it's still called a suffering, that's a certain type of rove, a certain degree of rove. But when Chazal used the magic word, it's muchsuk one, that these are the facts. It's a chazoka. This is the way the reality of the world is. That's already a whole other league. That's already a whole other level. Whenever it's muchsuk one, that such and such is true, chazoka takes it to the next level, and it's a sofik. It's not a sofik anymore. The game is up. It's not even a sofik. When you have a chazoka, when Chazal used it, even though it's all numbers, it's all a number game. When Chazal are willing to treat this as a chazaka, chazaka is not a suffix anymore, and chazaka works not as a hanhaga, chazaka works as a birur. Abba Zoyev so says the chayyadim that chazaka, the muksaklon, works as a birur, there's no suffix whatsoever, so why should a robotol b'maisa not be good? Robotol b'maisa is no good when you're dealing with a robotol b'maisa, a chazaka b'maisa. There's no such deficiency. There's no such gemara. Roves, bechayris, roves, and yevamis, roves, and chul. All the roves from today till tomorrow that are talib b'maisa, a rove talib b'maisa is a chisarin. Talib b'maisa is a chisarin and a rove. But when something is not a rove anymore, it's reached the point of chazaka, the muksat one, this is the reality, says the chayyab, it's not a suffix anymore. It's like aman sahad, it's like tu'aydim. We know these are the facts. The facts are the psychological, one of the psychological truths of the world is, from people do b'digas chametz. Nobody would ever leave the house or pace without doing b'digas chametz. No matter what. Whether he's going on a cruise, he's going on a hotel, he's going to Orlando. Nobody would ever, unless the rabbi told him, he's pulled from b'digas chametz. That's another, a whole other story. But nobody would ever think in a million years to walk out of the house in a pace and not do b'digas chametz. So comes the chayyadim and says, that is not a rove. That is just a truth of the world. It's a absolute fact. It's a fact of life. And therefore, just because it came about through a mice, what does a mice have to do with anything? Rove told the mice, when you're dealing with a rove, so Rove told the mice, chips away at a rove. When you're dealing with a fact of life, if Adam tell me that Reuben killed Shimon, no, I'm sorry, I can't believe you because it's totally the mice. You can't say that in action. It's ridiculous. So a chazoka is Adam. A chazoka is Adam. That's what the words Adam said. I mean, we are the Adam because we know these are the facts. It says the chayyadim, I'll prove to you that my yisod is correct. That a rove I told him ma'isa is no good, but chazaka told him ma'isa is good. But with parallel halacha, there's a din, a famous din we spoke about in the past of ein hochim v'omenach harove. That you can't use a rove to get money from somebody. If you have a din Torah and the rove seems to be Reuben or Shimon the money, it's not going to work. Rove told him ma'isa falls short. I'm sorry, a rove ein hochim v'omenach harove comes to the Gemara of Basra and the Pehemet Aleph and tells us that the following din Torah, I claim that you owe me money, and you claim a wild chiddush. You claim you paid me back, but you claim that you paid me back before the loan was actually due. People tend not to do that. Most people don't pay back. Halavai people should pay back loans when they're due already. Most people don't pay back debts before the. That's your counterclaim that I paid you back the money already last month before the debt was even due. So the Gemara says that's a ridiculous counterclaim. The Gemara says that's absurd. Chazoka ain't not in parabasek spanoi. Psychological truth has dictated to us people don't halavai shear for other misbana. The Gemara says halavai people should pay back on time. So comes the Gemara and says that claim that you gave is meaningless. It's bottle of vato because chazoka ain't not in parabasek spanoi. And therefore, I have a right to collect that money. The basis is going to give me that money. So come the post and ask, wait, so I understand. Isn't that only a rove? Means the odds are you didn't pay back. The odds are people don't pay back before the time. How do we have a right to use rove to be motzi mamon? How can the base turn around and take away money, extract money from somebody based on the 90% chance that he probably didn't pay back? says the Chayyadim, it's not a 90% chance. It's a 100% statement of reality. It's a statement of truth. It's an Anan Sad, it's Edim. Since that's the psychological makeup of people not to pay back, the Gemara doesn't say rove people don't pay back. It says Chazoka, Edonim Perev Sechman. When the Gemara uses the magic word chazok, again, it's not this chazok status quo. When the Gemara uses the word chazok to describe a truth in the world of Anan Sadi is Eidos, all the limitations in Rov fall by the wayside. This is not bound by the limitation of Enoch Mamrach HaRov. This is not bound by Rov Tal B'mais not being a Rov. This is not a Rov anymore. It's a chazok. So when all the dust settles, the sugya radically, dramatically changed. For the last three shiurim, we are working with the phrase Rov Tal B'mais. So the correct term for our sugya is a chazaka tliya b'maisa, and a chazaka tliya b'maisa, that works. And that's exactly what's going on in Masechet Pesachim. So, Habay Chayivcha, you could choose, why is it that Chazkasa bought the words? What happened to Rav Tal b'maisa? So one approach was, who says we accept Rav Tal b'maisa? Some of the Rishonim may have ignored it. Maybe we don't pass like that Gemara. It was one possibility. The second possibility was the Bidus, but it was the Aravram. That, well, it's only Dirabbanan anyway, and by Dirabbanan it's okay. That was assuming Ramban and Rashba, that Machlokes that we mentioned earlier today. And then the third view of the Chayodim is that, yeah, Rav Tal b'maisa is no good. It's no good in the Torah. This is not a Rav Tal b'maisa. This is a Chazoka. Chazoka is always going to break all the rules. Okay. Tomorrow we'll start the new sugya. Okay, Henry, I think we need a new Mamre Council tomorrow, right?
Yeah, if you can. Thank you so much, Robbie.
Thank you so much. Okay, good.
Okay, have a great day.